Hi, welcome to Fantastic Forecast, episode 356. I'm Dave Elliott, and no one ever gets turned on by my mugshot. Today, Fantastic Four, 356 from September 1991. War with the New Warriors. Or, is this any way to start your big FF run? By the new creative team of Tom DeFalco and artist Paul, not the congressman, Ryan. So here's the beginning of a new run on the Fantastic Four. One that I recall at the time I was looking forward to. I had really enjoyed Tom DeFalco's run as the writer on The Amazing Spider-Man, and Paul Ryan, in my opinion, is a very underrated artist. He had worked on the best of, and my favorite, New Universe book, DP7. Get your mind out of the gutter, people. DP stands for Displaced Paranormals, not Double Pennant. You know what I mean. So I was pretty stoked. Is stoked still a word, by the way? That Tom DeFalco and Ryan would be working on the Fantastic Four. My enthusiasm, however, was short-lived. It's a long run with a lot of crazy stuff that, at the time, I was not too happy about. Now, it has been a very, very long time since I've read these issues, so I'm curious how I'll feel about these issues 20 years after the fact. So without further ado, and you know I hate ado, let's get started. The issue begins with Ben Grimm, the Thing, knocking down a big metal door, yelling out, "Where is he? Where is that miserable, obnoxious, flaming freak? It's clobbering time!" Oh, Ben Grimm is right in character at the very start. He's looking for a flaming freak. He's crashed into Reed's lab, where Reed is running an experiment on Johnny's flames, trying to get him to flame on without oxygen. Ben holds up a small statue of himself created by Alicia, which was most likely destroyed by Johnny Storm. If so, what a dick. And this is why Ben is in a clobberin' mood. Reed tells Johnny it was probably an accident and tries to hold him back, but Ben tosses Reed aside as he says he's had enough of Johnny's shit. Johnny surrounds him in a cage of flames while Reed looks like he's unconscious on the floor. If I were Reed, I'd be like, let's bring back She-Hulk. Ben rips some metal out of the wall and surrounds Johnny with it, like he's a human burrito, and Johnny breathes steam into Ben's face, and just as Ben is about to punch him in the face, Sue arrives and puts up a force field to save her brother. Elijah the Skrull follows in behind Sue and asks if her husband is all right. Ben throws a hissy fit because it seems as if everyone is concerned with Johnny and no one seems to give a shit about him and his stupid statue. The only person who would be on Ben's side is his girlfriend Sharon Ventura, who has mysteriously disappeared from the book. So Ben storms out of the room and Elijah asks why Ben's so upset. Johnny says, "He just freaked out because his dumb statue got wrecked." They ask Elijah if she can fix it, thinking that she's really Alicia. And Elijah's like, I don't know. Reed says it's probably about more than the statue. Ben's been under a lot of stress lately. He's turned back into being the Thing again, which was his choice, so I'm not sure why he's upset about that. And Reed says his girlfriend, Sharon, unexpectedly deserted him. Maybe she looked in the mirror and realized she was too good for a rock monster. And Reed notes that the statue looks crushed, not melted. So, who could do that? Not Johnny. So later, we meet up with the Puppet Master, evil stepfather of the long-missing Alicia Masters. He's visiting the grave of Alicia's mother, Marcia Masters, and Pup Master thinks it's odd that Alicia hasn't visited her mother's grave in a long time. Now, how does he know that? Does he have a camera on the grave to monitor it at all times? So he thinks that something seems to be wrong with Alicia lately, like her entire personality has changed. Even though it really hasn't, Elijah has been acting just like Alicia, only sleeping with Johnny instead of Ben. But can you blame her for that? Puppet Master pledges to solve the mystery of Alicia Masters. It is odd that her estranged stepfather would be the only one to realize that something is wrong with Alicia. No one in the FF noticed. So he goes back to his workshop and creates a clay puppet of Marvel Boy of the New Warriors. That's an odd choice, don't you think? So that brings us to the New Warriors. Marvel Boy, Firestar, Nova, the original, not Frankie Ray, Speedball, Namorita, and Night Thrasher. Sounds like a medical condition of someone who can't sleep well at night. He has trouble sleeping. He's a Night Thrasher. So they're busy engaged in some kind of training exercise in their own version of the Danger Room when Marvel Boy has a painful headache. He grabs his head. It's a telepathic flash warning him of incredible danger. Speedball! You gotta admire the nerve of the kid to name himself after a combination of cocaine and heroin, a combination of drugs that seems only dumb actors are stupid enough to try. So Speedball asks Marvel Boy, which, by the way, is a superhero name that makes Speedball sound like true genius, he asks, "Since when do you get telepathic flashes?" Marvel Boy, obviously under the control of Puppet Master, says he can't explain, he must go, so he flies off, with the new warriors falling right behind. Back at the art studio of Lyja the Skrull, we finally get a look at some of the sculptures that she's been working on for the last 90 issues or so. I'm not sure if we ever saw her working on anything other than working on getting Johnny into bed. So Alicia's sculptures were always very detailed statues of superheroes and supervillains, but Lyja's sculptures are a bunch of crazy abstract things. Johnny asks her if she can fix the thing statue, but she replies that she doesn't do that kind of work anymore. And Johnny says, "Aw, sweetie, maybe we can work out a trade." "What do you have to offer, Mr. Storm?" she asks. "Something hot and delicious, Mrs. Storm." Yeah, that's right. Johnny just called his cock hot and delicious. But before he can slip her the old hot salami, Marvel Boy bursts into the room, telling Johnny to get away from her. Johnny asks what he's doing there, and Marvel Boy says he doesn't know, only that his wife must come with him. He uses his telepathic powers to toss all the crappy abstract sculptures at Johnny, burying him, and he grabs Lyja the Skrull and flies away. Johnny burns his way out and flies off after them. Nearby, the new warriors see the Human Torch shooting flames at their teammate, so they decide to join the fight against the Human Torch. They tell Johnny to keep away from Marvel Boy, but Johnny isn't inclined to take orders from a bunch of dumb teenagers. So Nova and Namorita take swings at Johnny, while Marvel Boy continues to fly off with Lyja the Skrull. So Johnny figures he might need some help, so he creates a big FF flame signal in the sky, and wouldn't you know it, as always, the members of the FF coincidentally are looking out the window at that very moment in the precise direction of Johnny's flames. What are the odds? So the three of them rush off in the Fantastic Car to help Johnny. They find him taking on the entire team of new warriors at once, and really, what can Johnny do anyway? Burn them all? He can't kill them, so his powers are pretty useless. Nova turns to Marvel Boy and asks what's going on, and Marvel Boy replies, "It involves an alien invasion, mind control, and a complete reversal of reality as we know it," which is a fairly accurate description of what is happening here. The Skrulls are planning an invasion, Puppet Master is working his mind control on Marvel Boy, and this entire story results in the reversal of reality as we know it, at least as it comes to, as it pertains to Johnny's marriage. Nova sees the Fantastic Car coming, and he flies right at it, and boink, he bounces off an invisible force field. And then the FF land and have to deal with the toughest, most challenging, craftiest, and most dangerous member of the New Warriors, Speedball. He's kind of like the Paste Pot Pete of the New Warriors. Reed wraps his body around Speedball, but Speedball keeps bouncing around and bouncing and bouncing and bouncing, and eventually Reed gets tired of all the bouncing and he tosses him away. He flies right over toward Ben and hits him, and surprisingly, thanks to the kinetic backlash of his powers, Ben goes flying back through the air. So Firestar is flying around, fighting with the Human Torch. Can they even hurt each other? What's the point? Don't their powers kind of cancel each other out? Night Thrasher, a guy who rides around on a skateboard, is of course, he's being given a hard time by Sue, who creates an invisible ramp or two for him to skate up on. Reed tries to calm everyone down by saying there's no reason for them all to fight. Marvel Boy, on the other hand, is ready to fight, and he leaves Lyja the Skrull alone in an alley, and he flies back over to join the fray. He zaps Sue with a telekinetic push, making her drop her force field around Night Thrasher. Puppet Master shows up, and he finds Lyja the Skrull, and thinking that he's his daughter, asks what the FF have done to make her change so much. She tells him to leave her alone, and he flings his Marvel Boy puppet aside, which immediately has Marvel Boy flinging himself into the river. Johnny chases after him and grabs him before he lands in the water. Speedball notices Lijah in the alley with Puppet Master and points her out to everyone. Puppet Master wants Lijah to come with him, and when he sees the FF and the new warriors coming, he whips out a puppet of a robot. So you know what that means. A big robot suddenly comes crashing through the wall of a nearby building. And so it's clobbering time as the two teams team up to take down the giant robot. But when they're done, they look around and Puppet Master is gone. Johnny sees his wife and rushes over to see if she's okay. He asks, "What did he want?" But Lijah doesn't know. The new warriors apologize for the confusion, but Reed says that's okay, it wasn't their fault, and they all leave. The issue ends with Sue asking Reed what the Puppet Master hoped to gain by kidnapping Alicia, and Reed replies, "I have a hunch that we'll soon learn that answer, and we won't like it." Oh, I know I sure won't. And so that's the less-than-stellar first issue of the DeFalco Ryan run. A standard, two super teams fight because of a misunderstanding issue. The biggest question I have about this issue is, why Marvel Boy? Why does Puppet Master make a puppet of Marvel Boy, of all people? Why not somebody more powerful? Why not Thor? If you wanted to kidnap Alicia, I think Thor would be a pretty good choice. Especially since, at the time, DeFalco was also the writer on Thor. Or even better, why not just make a puppet of Alicia and try that and have her walk to wherever he wanted her to go? Even though I suppose it wouldn't make Lijah the Skrull do anything. Or would it? Since she does look like Alicia. Huh. Now I'm kind of curious as to how Puppet Master's powers might work on Skrulls. So that's it for the issue. Coming next time, a startling revelation about Alicia Masters. But I guess if you're listening to this podcast, it's not so startling because I've been calling her Lijah the Skrull ever since episode 265. So that's it for today. You can download other episodes at iTunes and find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. You can join the Facebook page at Podcast FF. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need any relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.